Let's talk about a property that I think has been overlooked by a lot of investors because, you know, it isn't as sexy, shall we say, as Wasamac, but you're getting some really good results out at your Monique property, and that's out near the Val-d'Or area, and that has open pit potential.
Yeah, exactly. Monique has been probably overlooked over the last several years. The zones were identified, they go down to 600-800 meters from surface. But what we've been doing in the last year or so was to drill the upper portion of these zones and look at the potential for a small open pit operation. As you are aware, we have the Camflow mill in Malartic. This mill is currently running below its capacity. We'll be increasing our usage of the mill with the Franca mine, but there's still excess capacity at the mill, and Monique would really be a good fit for us. And Monique, the potential here is a small open pit operation, but that could be turned into production at in very short order.
Mm-hmm. And even if it's only 20,000 ounces of gold per year, it would probably be quite profitable.
Well, you know, we're currently working on a technical report, which will be available before the end of the year. Given that this project doesn't require a lot of infrastructure, as I mentioned, we're going to use our Camflow mill. It's basically drilling, blasting, and shipping the ore to the mill. So it's a pretty straightforward process. Capital expenditure should be very limited. So for Richemont, given the actual involvement we have in the Beaufort and Val-d'Or area, that's a really nice project to advance and make sure we use our current infrastructure as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Any other exploration projects that you're really excited about right now? You've got different properties in different areas. Anything else that you're really fired up about right now?
Well, on the Monique property, as we mentioned in our last press release, there are some anomalies that were identified on the property, so we'll follow up with some drilling there. We have a surface drilling program going on at Beaufort as well. So we're really focusing right now on our existing operations, Island Gold, Beaufort, of course, Wasamac and Franca, but the focus for Richemont is really to get these, to build these assets and make sure we bring them to full value.
You're doing a lot of drilling for a producing gold company. You've got about 100,000 meters of drilling this year?
Yeah, that's that's our record year for exploration, without any doubt. With more than 100,000 meters of drilling for a company our size, that's pretty strong commitment, and it's very important for us to make sure we cover as much ground as we can and build more values on our existing assets.
Well, the market is starting to recognize that just based on how your stock price has performed. Francoeur, let's talk about that for a moment. Production there, commercial production, is expected to begin early next year. Can you give us an update on what's happening over at Francoeur?
Well, currently we have over 100 employees on site. We are doing a lot of development to access the ore zones. Our plans are, we've started to mill a little bit of development ore in the third quarter. We'll have a few stopes available between now and the end of the year for pre-production. Our goal is really to start production early in 2012. It's a lot of training going on. We're trying to maximize our training efforts to make sure we have a very qualified workforce to advance the project. The Francoeur mine has been within Richemont for a lot of years. It was Richemont's first producing mine. We've produced more than 345,000 ounces over a 10-year lifespan starting in the early 1990s. So for us, it's a key asset. We were committed to bring it in production, and it's going to increase our production for next year. Will be above 100,000 ounces with the contribution from Francoeur.
Mm-hmm. and there is still some expiration potential of that property. You're looking right now at about a four-year mine life, but you know, chances are you may be able to increase that beyond 4 years.
Exactly. Given the dip of the zone at 40 degrees, you really need to get underground, have your access cross-cut, and put yourself in a position to drill a deposit. Otherwise, it's basically impossible to drill. So, of course, and once we get the infrastructure in place, we will be more aggressive on the exploration, and our goal is to expand the mine life. We started Franca with about 4 years of reserves in 1991, and we've mined for 10 years, and the reason why we shut down the mine was really more related to the gold price that was around $250 at the time than the actual lack of resources and reserves.
Take out your crystal ball. Tell us what you think is happening as far as gold is concerned right now.
Well, fortunately, I don't have a crystal ball. One thing I can tell you is that I've just came back from presentations in the U.S. last week. This week, actually, and we're quite happy that Richemont has no edging in place. People are trying to explain their edging strategy and all that, and they're putting a lot of work into it. Richemont has no edging in place. We're confident on the gold price. You see, this industry, it's very unique, because if you look at the production that the industry had at $250 an ounce, and the production at current, the worldwide production at 1800, there's basically no increase. We saw a little bit of increase last year, but if you look at this with any other industry, oil, gas, or even the base metals, the gold industry stands out because there is no new production. The deposits are getting tougher to identify. They're more difficult to permit. They're not easy to access, so it's a very unique situation, and our job here is to make the best we can to get production costs in line, and you know, get as much exposure to higher gold prices, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot of these companies such as Richemont are cash cows right now, and that's gonna, you know, just get even more so, I think, in the coming months, as gold climbs higher, or at least stays where it's at right now. Do you see a lot of consolidation happening in the industry? The producers are doing well right now. Some of the juniors are struggling just with the investment climate in general here at the moment. But I think a company such as Richemont is in a very enviable position. You got a lot of cash that you're sitting on right now. And, you know, there are probably going to be some good opportunities coming up in terms of maybe acquiring properties from other companies, or actually doing, you know, a buyout of another, you know, small exploration company that has a really good project. Do you see a lot of consolidation happening in the industry in the coming months?
Well, absolutely. Richemont will be very active on that front. There's potential for us to look at strategic acquisitions that will help us increase our resource and reserve base. My personal feeling is that the industry is with difficult market conditions overall, as you mentioned. The junior exploration companies, they have a hard time to get access to a lot of financings, because investors realize that it's not easy to make the transition from exploration to production. I personally feel that there will be some consolidation in this industry. Just a matter of time. I don't know how time it's going to take, but you look at, there's a few deals going on right now where you see larger producers grabbing up other producers, and if you look at the growth from most of the large companies, it's basically through acquisition, because the reality is that replacing ounces every year is very difficult, and most of the companies are looking at acquisitions in order to maintain their production, without saying that it's basically impossible for them to replace their production with their exploration.
Politically, how would you describe the situation in Quebec right now? I know there have been some concerns voiced about Bill 14, which is in the works right now. Quebec has always been regarded as a very hospitable, very friendly place for exploration and mining. Do you have some concerns with some of the changes that are being proposed at this point?
Well, absolutely. As soon as a province or a country starts about talks about making changes to existing rules, it's always a challenge. It's always open to different discussions. It puts some doubts on the marketplace on that. So for us, it's not, we don't view this positively, because there's a lot of aspects like taxation, mine by mine taxation, which is you know, contrary to most of the business situations in the world. Given more responsibilities to municipalities is also something that I'm pretty concerned of, because most of the municipalities, they don't want this responsibility, and I think there's already a good structure in place with provincial and federal governments. You know, the industry was pushing on getting an harmonization of federal and provincial guidelines, not getting another party involved with the municipalities. I think it's a reality that the mining companies have to work very closely with the local communities and be part of the communities when they advance projects. I perfectly agree on that, but to give the responsibility to the municipalities, it's setting, you know, new guidelines that are not really constructive. If Quebec wants to keep its Quebec has to compete over the world to get access to capital, and despite the fact that it has a lot of potential, it must compete with other countries around the world. And when you put these new rules in place, it's a challenging situation to be in.
Tell us quickly about your share structure. Very tight, obviously, only about 31 million shares outstanding. No warrants outstanding, maybe a couple of million options, so fully diluted, perhaps 33 million shares outstanding. But can you get into the ownership at this point?
Well, currently, if you look at the board of directors and management, there's about 20% of the stock that is held by management and directors. We also have a lot of institutional shareholders. Probably close to 50% of the stock is owned by institutional shareholders. A lot of shares out in the U.S. as well. We've been listed on AMEX since 1997. There's basically 3 to 4 times the volume traded on the U.S. markets than what we see on Toronto. So for us, it's a very important capital structure. If you look at our peer group, not a lot of companies have less than 100 million shares outstanding, and Richemont has only 31.7. So we're quite pleased about that. This is opening a lot of potential for us as well, as we look at the acquisitions. If we want to do the right acquisition, people value our paper because we don't have too much shares outstanding. I've been meeting with investors in Canada and in the U.S. recently, and most of them are very impressed about our capital structure.
Mm-hmm. And very impressed with the company overall, I'm sure, because it's a very well-run company, and you're making good money right now. The future looks very bright. And this is, you know, I think this is one of the best stocks on the entire Toronto Stock Exchange, really. I mean, when you look at at what's going on here in the future and the growth potential for Richmond, it's quite incredible.
Well, thank you for your kind comments. You know, we've always had at heart that shareholders are, you know, they own the company, so we're here to manage the company, but our boss are the shareholders, and when we're looking at growth and when we're looking at projects, we're looking at projects that can give more value per share, because down the line, you know, doubling our share count for doubling our production is basically the same for shareholders. So we need to grow our company, we need to increase our production to get better valuations, but at the same time we always need to think about per share growth and per share value and per share production.
Well, you're doing an outstanding job. You know, I've really looked at your company very closely over the last many months, and you know, certainly I can, you know, say to all of our listeners and readers that this is definitely a company worth doing your due diligence on, and worth taking a very serious look at. We're not here to give investment advice, but definitely Richmond is a company worth watching. Keep it on your radar screen very much. So, Martin, thank you very much for joining me here today. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again in the near future as things develop with Richmond. We look forward to continued success with your Wasamac exploration program and with the Francoeur mine coming into production early next year, and with all the exciting things you've got going on right now. This is a great story.
Well, John, thank you for stopping by today, and it's always a pleasure to see you, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Martin Rivard, President and CEO of Richmont Mines, RIC, on the TSX, also trades on the AMEX as well, joining us here on bullmarketrun.com, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the resource sector.